ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse the Planners. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I tell you what, I just like doing the work of God. It is such a blessing. I got something I want to talk about. I say it all the time, but Chris is the one who came up with this idea, and I thought this would be really, really great. And I want to talk about that Jesus gave you and me power of attorney to use his name. Do you know what that means? I'll give you an example. If you give me power of attorney over everything you have at your home, I become you. I can sell your house. I can do all business because I got a power of attorney, a certificate from you. I can act just like you and do what you do. Isn't that a blessing of God? That's why Jesus said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely receive and freely give, because he did all that. And greater works than these show you do, because I go to my Father. That's St. John 14, verse 12. That's that power of attorney. Let me give you a verse. I got to read it. Well, St. John 14, verse 13 and 14. I love it. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, wow, that will I do. Not maybe so, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And then Jesus gets flat radical in verse 14. If you ask anything, my God, in my name, I will do it. That's power of attorney, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. When are we going to believe the word of God instead of somebody's opinion about it? Somebody saying, who do you think you are? What that verse said right there. Here's another one. John 15, verse 16. St. John, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Ain't that good? And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Want any more evidence? Now, can you understand why I'm blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in and blessed going out? Why at this age, and not in the very near distant future, I'll be 77 years old at the time of this taping in about maybe 3 months. Why? I just use that name. He gave me that power of attorney. So I just keep going. But Jesse, do you ever get tired? Yeah. Well, what do? Sleep. Just lay down. Praise God. It don't take long. I used to hate naps. My mama said when I was a baby, she had to put her fingers over my eyes like this because I would be fighting it. And if she could hold it for about 30 seconds, gone, man, you know, because I was so tired, see? Well, I tell you what, I've learned to take naps. Jody's my daughter told me, said, Dad, you need to go home and take a nap. They call them power naps. I like them things. About 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. Boy, you get up, you feel like you can walk the water. Praise God. See, he gave us power of attorney to use that name. That's spiritually, physically, and financially. Do you understand the magnitude of what I just said? Spiritually, physically, financially, which means, and I'm about ready to say this, it's going to make somebody mad. You're in total control of your destiny and your destination. Total control. I don't care what anybody says. Total control. That's the power of attorney to use the name of Jesus. You're speaking like God would be speaking. That's heavy, man, when you really think about that. Now, we hadn't been taught that very much, but it's in the Bible. I just read. Well, let me read you again. John 14, verse 13 and 14. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. Why? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. My Lord. And John 15, 16, you have not chosen me. I've chosen you. Ooh. And ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Did you get it? Do you understand what I'm saying? Power of attorney. Hey, let me make it even simpler. When I married Catherine Marie Carrer, it would be almost 56 years ago. Watch this. I gave her my name. She's now Catherine the Planners. She can sell everything I got. She owns everything I got. That's a fact. Why? I gave her power of attorney, for lack of a better way to say it. She became a Duplantis. I mean, and can charge anything, buy anything. I don't have to be there. Now, if that's not a good example, I don't know what is. See what I'm saying? That's the power of what Jesus gave us. Now, what Jesus gave us is a much greater scale. So use the power of attorney to use his name today and receive spiritually, physically, and financially everything you believe in for, because Jesus gave it to you.